WB4ZLK.
ZLK, WB4ZPH.
I hope you're well.
Doing just fine. How about yourself?
I just left Lowe's, his wife and three girls, and then stopped at Lowe's for a couple items and headed back home now.
On your deck? Is that what took you to Lowe's? I know a couple weeks, well, maybe last week we talked about your deck project. How's that going?
That's going slow. I've got everything decked. I've got new steps built and most of the handrail, but we're going to put a roof over it. It's going to just be better for this, the wear the deck is. And I'm having to go slow while I build up the handrail and put the posts, make sure I get them where I need them so I can support the roof and all that, trying to just think through all that before I just go slap something up there and then have to take some stuff down, and because it's not going to work out, so I'm trying to be real careful.
It's like the old saying, I guess, measure twice, cut once.
Yep.
If you take your time, you'll be satisfied in the end. I'm sure that's at least true with most things.
Do any work. Watched my other two granddaughters this morning for a couple hours. It was raining, yesterday morning. I got out and cut a couple of beams. Got them ready to go, but I'm going to need help standing them up. I got to go underneath the deck to bolt them in, and I'm going to need an extra hand on that. My son-in-law Connor's coming over tomorrow. We're going to work on some stuff, and I've got to the point where I need to start pulling a little bit of the siding off of the house before I put up a couple of beams, because that's where I'm going to need to put the board, you know, for the rafters to go. So I got to start thinking through that too.
Good. Sounds like you're making progress. That's a good project, and good for you. I'm glad to hear it's going well. And I'm glad you got some help. I don't know that I could help you at all with any of that. But I heard on the net the other night you were stuck around for some rag chew, and you were working on your FT8 again. Did you get that sorted out?
I'd downloaded the program onto the Windows. I had an Apple, a MacBook that I had it working for a little while. It worked a couple of weeks and then it quit. And I put this Windows machine up that my wife used to use. It's a refurbished Dell business computer that is a great computer, and it's just been in the closet for 6 months or so. She didn't use it very long. So I tried to get it set up a couple days ago, got it downloaded. It runs and receives. I can receive stuff, but I'm wondering now if it's a radio issue. It's not. The radio is not communicating, or the computer is not communicating with the radio. And also, this radio that I'm using, it's an 857, Yaesu 857. It's one I've used for my, when I do Morse code, and I've been using it for a long time, but with these projects, I kind of put it off, and I think I've got an antenna, or not an antenna, but a little coax, a jumper issue somewhere, because it will not transmit. It transmits, but the SWR is really high. My other radio that I've got hooked up to the same antennas, I just flip a switch. It works great. I don't have any issues, so it's somewhere in between the radio and the switches, I've got a jumper issue, I think. So until I get that figured out, I probably won't be able to get the FTA figured out. I get it to receive, I just can't get it to do anything else.
Yeah, it's a fun mode if you can get it set just right. That way you can really use it. But you said you have an 857. I have an 897 that I use, and I think from the menu standpoint, they're fairly similar, pretty close. But and with WSJTX and FT8, and it seems like most digital modes, you got three parts. One is if you're doing cat control, so if you're trying to control the radio. The other part is the audio input, and then the final part, I guess, is like the audio output and the transmit. So once you get over two-thirds of the hurdles, which sounds like you're pretty close, the end.
GM.
Good evening. Yeah, David, it's been a little frustrating. I messed around with it on the MacBook, and, you know, there weren't a lot of videos on setting it up. I got it working, made several contacts, logged them, and then all of a sudden it quit, and I didn't change anything, and I went through everything again, and I just put it away, and so I thought I would try it on the Windows machine, and I find plenty of videos on how to set that particular radio up on the Windows machine, and I followed everything, so I don't know where the issue is, and it could be on the radio side, but we'll I'll figure it out. It's just I was sitting there and had a lot of time, or had some time, so I thought I'd mess with it, but I gotta get back to this deck project. Anyway, go ahead, Harry. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KC4EZN. I used to have an 857, which I ran on FT8, and I had a high SWR problem, which I wound up having to send it back to Yaesu to get it fixed. So keep that in the back of your head. And then the 857, it doesn't do cat control, I don't think. I don't remember. I've got an 891 now, and it does. And I assume that you've got a little interface box that goes between the radio and the computer.
Okay. I do. It's a little DigiRig mobile. And it may, who knows, maybe that's the issue. I could get it to receive on both, working with the Mac and now with the Windows. But it's not keying the radio up. On the MacBook, it was keying the radio, the red light transmit would come on, but it wasn't putting out any signal. But now it's not even keying the radio, and it does have cat control on it. So, I don't know, there's several options in there where it could be messing up, and it may be the DigiRig mobile too, I don't know.
I don't know. I've looked at the DigiRig. I build my own boxes, but as far as how they work, the DigiRig is a nice little box, and if you're not into building stuff, that would be my recommended way to go. But basically, the one thing to check. And again, I'm sitting here going through. I've been up and down those mountains two or three times, and sometimes I figured out what it was, and sometimes I just kept trying until all of a sudden I think it got frustrated with me fiddling with it and decided it was easier to work than it was to put up with me. But check your, let me back up. You are decoding off of that radio. Because one of the things is getting your time, FT8 or WSJTX is time sensitive in the software, and sometimes Microsoft's time server is sometimes less than accurate and up to date. But if you're decoding, I think that means the time is okay, and I know I built my own little cable to plug into the back of that 857, and just for information, the 6-pin mini-DIN plug on the back of the 857 is how I got the audio in and out, and the push-to-talk all worked through there, and that pin out is the same for the 891 and the old FT450. Your other Yaesu radio is going to have a different pinout to connect all that stuff. And I assume you've checked COM ports and all that other stuff that can get the rig. To get the sound card and, the DigiRig has got the sound card in it, so you've made sure that FT8 is recognizing the sound card in the DigiRig. That's about all I can tell you to do, Shane. We'll turn it back to you, and we can either drop it, or if you got another question to ask, I'll be around. I'll stick around for the net. I'm basically cleaning up my logbook or taking some duplicates and stuff out right now. So I'll just listen to that conversation, and I used to have an 857, and used it on FT8 a lot. I like that radio on FT8 because you don't have to listen to it. It's not an easy radio to listen to. Anyway, turn it back to you, KC4EZN.
Harry, yeah, I've checked all that, the comm port. It recognized the DigiRig mobile, said everything was working right, used the correct comm, you know, number, switched it in the programming and all that. So, and I did download a time program that WSJT recommended. It was on their website to synchronize the time better. And as far as I know, it's running. I looked for it once I downloaded it and started it. But anyway, but like, yeah, I can decode fine. It's just something about when I go to test the push to talk or test the cat control, it comes up and says there's an error in there. So I don't know. And I'm mobile and I'm headed home, but I probably won't get to it tonight. But I'll keep you in mind if I have any questions, I'll run into them. So I appreciate it, Harry. Let me turn it over to Dave here if he's still in here. WB4ZPH and 4ZLK.
So here, yeah, thanks, Harry, for jumping in and commenting on that. And I've got just a very similar setup to what you're running, Shane. I've got a DigiRig mobile, and like I said, 897, which I think from the menu side and from for the most part, it's very similar to the 857. It's just a different form factor. But recently, I started dabbling with JS8 call now that I've been doing FT8 for a little bit, so I've been playing with that too. But I haven't been super active with it just yet, but just kind of dabbling with it. So
with the FT8 portion of it, but another thing, it wasn't even, I had to manually tune the radio before when I had it running on the MacBook. When I would click on the band, it would automatically tune the radio to whatever band it was, to the FT8 frequency. It's not even doing that, and it's not even showing up on the program. So when I tune it, you know, by hand, tune the radio, it decodes. So I don't know. There's something going on, and I don't have the knowledge or the experience to say, oh, yeah, this sounds like, or this is the next thing to try. So I just follow directions from start to finish, you know, download this, plug this in, set this up, start this. And there you go. And so I'll just keep plugging away at that when I get some time, I guess.
The key, just when you have time and when you want to, it's really there just to play with. You know, my wife's uncle, he, I guess you could call him my Elmer, and I took this call sign, it's WB4ZPH. I guess I'll say that for ID, but I took that call sign from him, so he's kind of my Elmer. And he always, you know, when I met with him and hung out with him, he'd always say, play radio, let's play radio, or have you been playing radio, you know? And that's what it should be. It should be fun and not a, you know, not something you feel like you got to do or something that stretches you out. But I can relate, you know, when I first set up FT8, it stressed me out. And it was more the PC than it was the computer. I think I might have mentioned to you before, but the Windows PC had a Audio Realtek driver, I think it was. And that came with some software that used AI to filter out background noise. And when I went to transmit on FT8, it thought that the audio that is generated by FT8, those digital signals, it thought it was background noise, and it was cutting it all out before it ever reached the radio, so my transmissions never went out.
Look for that. It's the same audio. I recognize that name, Realtek. However, I'm trying to think, when you go in and set, when you set the comms port and the speakers, it should use the DigiRig for all that. So the sound, you know, for the sound card and the transmission is the way I see it. Because it gives you that choice. I mean, when I click on the little drop-down menu, you can pick the others, but, you know, you're supposed to pick the DigiRig sound card. So, I don't know. We'll see. But I need to get the radio, make sure it's working again, or make sure whatever the issue is with the SWR. Like I said, I've got two radios. They both share the same, or share two different antennas. So I've got an antenna switch and a radio switch, and this radio, the 857D, it goes into a tuner and then goes to a digital SWR meter and power meter and then goes to the antenna switch, and it used to work great. I mostly work CW on that, and I work some sideband, but mostly CW, and then I use my older 757 for a sideband. And when I've flip the antenna switch, the 757 works great, but the SWR is real high on the other, on the 857D. So I think it might be a jumper cable issue, because the other radio doesn't have that problem.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. You got a high SWR even irregardless of FD8. So I mean, you do a lot of CW. So even on CW, you got a high SWR, if I understand correctly. So, yeah, you might be on the right track with a jumper.
Got an infed and then a dipole that'll work 10 through 40, kind of like a dipole. It's got a ladder line fed. I'm not sure. I just picked it up from somebody. They'd never used it. I don't even know what it's called, but it works great. It resonates on 20 meters perfectly, and I can, with a tuner, I can run 40 and or 10 through 40. And then my infed resonates on 40 and 80 without a tuner. And so up to this point, you know, it'd been working up until recently. Both those antennas work great still on the other radio. So that's why I'm thinking there's something in between, whether it's the tuner, the little tuner, or the SWR meter, or one of the jumper cables in between all that that's messed up. But I know the antennas work.
WB4ZPH. Yep. It sounds like maybe you got it figured out before you even tried to take any action against it. Sounds like you got it sorted, which is good. But I guess what else is going on beyond your deck and your, you know, your radio troubleshooting? You mentioned your granddaughters. How old are your granddaughters?
Good question. Let's see. My oldest son has three girls. They're 5, 3, and 1. And then my youngest son has two girls, and they are 4 and 1. And they're all great, doing fun, doing great. They all live, the three older ones live in Travelers Rest. The other two live between Greenville and Travelers Rest. And I did take a break from the deck last week and built a bassinet frame for my youngest daughter, who is pregnant. She's expecting another little girl, or a girl for her first, but it'll be another granddaughter. She's expecting that one in end of May, 1st of June, and she wanted a frame built so that she can make a macrame, a bassinet, and so I had to work on that for a few days. Told her I'd get it to her by her birthday, which was Monday, so she'd have time to finish macrame and getting it all set up and ready to go.
Hey, yeah, that's good, and I guess said her birthday was Monday. My birthday was actually Tuesday, so that's pretty neat. We're pretty close in birthdays. And it sounds like you got a big crew. I'm sure holidays are a big time and a fun time over at your family's place.
But it's a lot, but it's very worth it. We have four kids, two boys and two girls, and they're all four married now, and the last, my oldest daughter just got married in April. They don't have any kids yet. And my youngest daughter, this will be her first, so we're really excited. And then with five other granddaughters, I don't know, we may just be a granddaughter family.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And it seems like it's baby season, you know, that you're mentioning that. My brother just recently had a daughter, and she's the first daughter in our family for, man, seems like, with, you know, to carry our last name, right, the Reimer last name, she's like the first female born with that name for 80, almost 100 years, it seems like. My dad was the only child, and then I have two brothers. And then, you know, his dad was in a family full of brothers. So that's good, though. You know, my brother's really happy, and you know, I'm glad to hear about your daughter and her, you know, her baby on the way.
Yeah, had resigned themselves to not being able to have children. She'd had two or three major surgeries, and they were told she'd never get pregnant. God had other plans, so we're really excited. And she'd gone through that struggle of realizing, you know, thinking they were never going to have children. So, but yeah, my wife came. They were all girls in her family. I have three brothers and one sister. There's a lot of boys, a lot of males on my side of the family, but we kind of evened out, and now it's gone to all girls on the third generation here.
You're absolutely right that God does have a plan. That's pretty neat. You know, the doctors know a lot, but they don't know everything. And one thing they don't know for sure is the future. So that's pretty neat. Glad to hear that.
And we're excited for her, and she's doing so well. She struggled a bit with her health, a good bit of her life, and this has actually been good for her, so we're really excited. David, I appreciate the call. I'm pulling in the driveway here, and I'll probably be on the net tonight, but I'm going to get in and let the dog out, make sure she's okay, and get settled in the house. But thanks for the call. I enjoyed talking to you tonight. We'll talk to you later. WB4ZPH and 4ZLK.
And have a good evening. Nice chatting with you. And I'm sure we'll catch you on here some other time. N4ZLK from WB4ZPH.